again, as I said each week before we started, that I'm not going to be going into many of the stories of the Baal Shem Tov. Those are available in any language, and I advise you to buy the appropriate sefer, to borrow the appropriate book that would fill you in on some of the famous stories. But I want more to have an outline of his life and to try to understand his teachings, which we're going to be spending a great deal of time on, to understand his teachings in light of the different stages of his life. And what we're up to now, what we began last week, we just mentioned it last week, was the fascinating parasha, and also shrouded in deep mystery, of his being a disciple of Achia HaShiloni, who was a Navi, who was a prophet, who was mentioned in Sefer Melachim, who was the Rebbe of Eliyahu HaNavi, and was himself an extremely mysterious personality, who was Miyotze Mitzrayim, one of these people who lived throughout history, who never dies. And Achia HaShiloni, according to the Baal Shem Tov, as it was reported by his students, primarily the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, but others as well, Achia HaShiloni was the Rebbe of the Baal Shem Tov, considered him Mori Verabi, his teacher. So the question that we were left with last week was, why was Achia HaShiloni the Rebbe of the Baal Shem Tov? We're familiar with the concept, none of us have probably had this experience, but we're familiar with the concept of Gilui Eliyahu, of Eliyahu HaNavi, teaching of Eliyahu HaNavi appearing throughout history. But this Navi, Achia HaShiloni, who was he? Why was he the Baal Shem Tov's Rebbe? This is the subject of great speculation. And what I'm telling you now is not something that I've concluded on my own, but something that's brought down in the Svarim, and that I thought would be important for us to know in order for us to continue with the next stage in our discussion of the life of the Baal Shem HaKadosh. So a little background information about Achia HaShiloni, who this Navi was. It's recorded in the Navi, V'yiravim ben nevat efrasi min hatsreda, you don't have this in front of you, v'shem imo tzur isha almana. One of the most controversial figures in the history of Tanakh was Yeravam ben Nevat. This Yeravam was originally an Eved l'Shlomo, was a servant of Shlomo HaMelech. I'm just giving enough background information so that we can understand how it relates to the Baal Shem HaKadosh. But Yeravam was initially a servant of Shlomo HaMelech, and eventually, due to his great intelligence, his great charisma, and the circumstances of the time, Yeravam actually began a rebellion against Shlomo HaMelech. He began to rebel. So it says in the Pasuk, V'zehad davar ha-shehirim yad ha-melech Shlomo banar es ha-milo v'sogar es peretz ir David aviv. You know that there are certain controversial, questionable things that took place in the life of Shlomo HaMelech, which I'm sure you're all familiar with, and it's not chas v'chalila for people like us to, in any way, to measure Shlomo HaMelech. Nevertheless, one of the things that Shlomo HaMelech did that was not only controversial, but the Chachamim themselves, Chazal themselves, criticized Shlomo for, was the fact that he was building a residence for one of his wives, the daughter of Paro. And this was seen at the time that it took place, when the Jews were strapped for taxes, when the Beis HaMikdash was taking years and years to build, and fortunes of money were being collected from the Jews. This, to many Jews, was the straw that broke the camel's back when Shlomo HaMelech decided to have this palace built for a woman who the Jewish people felt was a thorn in their side to begin with, the daughter of Paro. And Shlomo was severely criticized by the Chachamim later on for having done that. Then how could it be that if the house of Hashem is not complete and the city of Yerushalayim is supposed to remain open, the walls of Yerushalayim, so that people can come for the Shalosh Rogel, can come up come for Yontif, and instead Shlomo HaMelech is building this monstrosity to shut in the city and collecting taxes nonetheless to pay for it. So there was a great amount of dissent. Yeravam picked up on this dissent. Yeravam, who was an extraordinary individual, picked up on this dissent. And although initially it seems that his attempt his attempt to rebel against Shlomo Melech was even supported by tzaddikim and nevi'im as well, by prophets of the time. Eventually, when his true colors came out, and it was seen that this was not being done for the sake of heaven, but instead, Yeravim himself had become power-hungry and had stooped to idolatry and all types of mischief. So eventually, he was revealed to be the Rasha that we know him to be, who was a Chote and Machti Yisarab, who was a sinner, who caused other Jews to sin. Nevertheless, it should be understood that initially his rebellion against Shlomo HaMelech, or the dissent, was taken as something which was done for the sake of heaven. So now here, the Navi tells us that Vayehi Be'esahi V'yiravim Yotzom Yerushalayim V'yimtzoso Achiyah HaShiloni HaNavi, that Yeravim met Achiyah HaShiloni. Now, by the name Achiyah HaShiloni, we know that he was from which city? From Shiloh. And whose territory was Shiloh? Yosef HaTzadik. Right? That was the place of the Mishkan Shiloh. Shiloh was the territory of Yosef HaTzadik. Yeravim, as you know, I'm sure was from Ephraim, from Yosef. And there is a bond that existed between Yeravim and Achiyah HaShiloni. And the Navi tells us that Vayimso so Achiyah HaShiloni HaNavi Baderech V'hum Iskase B'Salmo Chadasha. And Yeravim was wearing some new cloak, some beautiful cloak. Chazal say a great deal in the Gemara in Sanhedrin at Kuf Aleph, when Chazal speak about Yeravim and Achiyah HaShiloni, that this Salma Chadosha was referring to the greatness of learning. It was hinting to Yeravim's greatness in learning, which Chazal say that there were no two people in that generation who were able to say such chidushim, such extraordinary novel concepts in Torah, as when Achiyah HaShiloni sat and learned with his chavrusa, Yeravim. Nevertheless, they met Ushneim Levadam Basodeh, and they were alone in the field. But Yispos Achia Basalma Hachadosh Asherelov, Achia HaShiloni the Navi, held on to this new garment, this new robe of Yeravam. Vayikraeha Shneim Asar Kiraim, and he tore this robe into 12 pieces. Vayom LeYeravam Kach Lecha Asara Kiraim. Take for yourself 10 pieces. Ki ko amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, hineni koreya es hamamlacha miyad Shlomo. Hashem has told me, Achiyah HaShiloni informs Yeravim that Hashem has told me that the kingdom is being torn away from Shlomo. So not only were many Jews upset with Shlomo HaMelech, but so was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the kingdom is being torn from Shlomo. And now, you, Yeravim, you are taking 10 portions, which means the Malchus of Yosef, the kingdom of Yisrael. So this was done with the approval of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Achiyah HaShiloni, and again, for those of you who have just walked in, you expected a discussion of the Baal Shem Tov. Why are we learning Navi? Because we're discussing the Rebbe of the Baal Shem Tov, Achiyah HaShiloni, and why was this the Baal Shem Tov's Rebbe? So this is what we know from Tanakh, that Achiyah HaShiloni was a supporter of Yeravam. Achiyah HaShiloni, from the house of Yosef, from the territory of Shechem, of Yosef's territory, was extremely disturbed by what was happening in the Malchus of David, which was Shlomo, and later on Rechavam, was extremely upset. He himself received the prophecy that he fought for, Achiyah HaShiloni fought for, that the kingdom should now be divided, should be split. It's understood from the Mefarshim and from Chazal that the desire of Achiyah HaShiloni was that in dividing the kingdom, that neither Yeravim or Rechavam would have absolute power, but instead the whole concept of the kingdom would be toned down, of the monarchy would be toned down, and Yerushalayim would be the focus of the avodah of the Jewish people, and the idolatry, the avodah zarah that was rampant. Avodah Zarah was rampant in the Malchus of Yehuda, in the kingdom of Yehuda. Later on, that would be the trademark of the kingdom of Yeravim and of Yosef. But initially, there was a great amount of idol worship that was taking place in the Malchus of Yehuda. That's why, if you take it to Yule, I was Zocha to be on recently, if you take it to Yule, right by Ir David, you will find many, many, it's unfortunate to say, and probably some of the tour guides will tell you that there were idol worshippers that lived there, non-Jews, but there are many idols that were dug up. Those idols belonged mostly to Jews, not to non-Jews. In the year of David, in the city of David HaMelech, there was idol worship that was taking place. Achia HaShiloni felt, and this was something that he received the Haskamah from Hashem, to divide the kingdom, and the symbolic act of tearing the cloak of Yeravam, giving him 10 pieces, meaning that you will have 10 shares, the 10 tribes, and Yehuda and Binyamin would remain under the control of Rechavam. This was the nevuah of Achia HaShiloni in Tanakh. Therefore, it is a nevuah of Peronius. It is a nevuah of Peronius, meaning a bad tidings of suffering. And yet, it is a nevuah that was recorded for eternity. You know that the only nevuahs that were recorded in Tanakh are nevuahs that are nitzuchu l'doros, that are necessary for eternity. So apparently, for reasons that if we would have time to learn Tanakh, which would be another wonderful thing we'll all do when we retire, that when we learn Tanakh properly, then to understand why is it that this nevuah, this piece of nevuah was recorded for eternity. Nevertheless, we do have, Baruch Hashem, that sugya, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, on the bottom, and goes on to Kuf Beis Amud Aleph on top. And the Gemara there in Sanhedrin tells us that Yeravam asked Achia HaShiloni to sign a haskama, to sign a letter that would basically state that all that I do, meaning Yeravam, has the consent of Achia HaShiloni the Navi. And Achia HaShiloni had tremendous belief and faith in Yeravam as being a tzaddik, and as being a person that was inspired, and as being a member of the family of Yosef, who was going to restore order and restore Kedusha and holiness to the Jewish people. So, as shocking as it is to believe, Achia HaShiloni signed this document, giving his stamp of approval to all that Yeravam would do. Not only that, but there was even, the Gemara tells us, there was even mentioned there that Yeravam wrote, even if I decide to worship idols. So the Gemara explains that Achia HaShiloni understood that that was a test to see whether or not he was sincere, and that he trusted that Yeravam would never ever think of doing such a thing, which of course he ultimately did. And Achia HaShiloni signed this document. The Gemara says there in Sanhedrin that V'af Achia HaShiloni ta'a v'chasa. That means that Achia HaShiloni made a mistake, a very grave error, and he signed that document which would give the appearance to the entire people that no matter what this man would do, the prophet Achia HaShiloni consented to. The Saif Dover of this was the story of Yeravam, who brought disgrace to Klal Yisrael, who brought disgrace to the Jewish people, who brought idolatry into... Yehuda. It's good. A father has to recognize when his kid's calling. who brought Avodah Zarah into the Mikdash, who closed the roads leading to Yerushalayim, so Jews would not be able to come from the 10 tribes to go up to Yerushalayim. This was the outcome of Europe. So now the question, of course, let's return to our subject. And anyway, even if we wouldn't, it's good to chaz a little bit Tanakh. But let's return to our subject. So why was Achia HaShiloni the Rebbe of the Baal Shem Tov, which all Hasidim believe Be'emuna Shleima?
Spent the rest of eternity trying to fix the problem through ways that only in the Baal Shem Tov's kind of
problem. Very good. So the suggestion was made by tzaddikim and by scholars alike who studied the life of the Baal Shem Tov, that in all of our history, there is no other individual perhaps who stands out who could compare to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh in the unbelievable efforts that the Baal Shem Tov made to bring Rishayim back to Hashem, to bring the wicked to Hashem, to be makara of them, to bring them near with all types of kiruv, ad kedekach, to the point that one of the most evil Jews who ever lived, and one of the most destructive Jews, whose influences, by the way, felt to this day, and that Shabbosai Tzvi, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, Shabbosai Tzvi, ad kedekach, that the Svar Makadoshim tell us, the Baal Shem Tov himself said, that the neshama of Shabbosai Tzvi came to the Baal Shem Tov seeking a tikkun. That the neshama came to seek a tikkun, came to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And the Baal Shem Tov risked his life, as he himself said, that it nearly cost him his life, in his efforts to try to find some sort of a tikkun, whatever that means. People like us don't understand what does it mean, a tikkun. We know that the Baal Shem Tov was visited by thousands upon hundreds of thousands of neshamas, of people who had died and needed help and needed tikkunim. And the Baal Shem Tov was oseik for very long periods of time with tikkunei neshamas, which is what we're going to read about that. And there's a story that we're going to see in a few minutes. But the Baal Shem Tov tried as much as he could to even rescue the neshama of such a despicable person who had caused such devastation to Klai Yisrael, Shabbosai Tzvi. But in the end, as we're told, the Baal Shem Tov said he wasn't matzliach, and he was forced la'ashlicho ba'ashlocha gedola ad shenofa l'shol tachtios. He had no choice but to take the soul of Shabbosai Tzvi, and the Baal Shem Tov threw it down to such a place where it could never come from, where it could never have any effect upon the Jewish people. At any rate, what's interesting here, what's important to note here, for the discussion that we're going to continue with, is that the Baal Shem Tov saw, as he taught his disciples to see, every single Jew, no matter how far that person had drifted from holiness, the Baal Shem Tov saw that pintaliyah, that spark of Kedusha. He was able to see that part of holiness, that part of Kedusha. Therefore, the fact that the only role that we see this Navi Achia HaShiloni playing in Tanakh is the relationship that he had with a Rosha Merusha, with a wicked person through whom even other Jews, let alone a Navi, were able to see through. And yet it seems to us that Achia HaShiloni was makarv him, was working with him. And this is connected to the mystery of Mashiach ben Yosef, the whole concept of Mashiach ben Yosef, and Yosef HaTzadik, who was, as it says in the Torah, who nar is b'nei Bilov, is b'nei Zilpa, that he tried to be makar of the b'nei Hashvachos, that the way of Yosef HaTzadik is to descend into Mitzrayim, to descend into the place of impurity, and to uplift the sparks of Kedusha that are lost in the impurity. This was the life's work of Achia HaShiloni. This was the mystery of his relationship with Yeravam ben Nevat. And this would later on continue in the way of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. There's unquestionably, we're going to get to it in a minute, there's no question about it, Eliyahu Navi, that Eliyahu Navi shared the same Rebbe with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. That's for sure a very important thing. I'll try to get to that in a few minutes. But what it says in the Navi, to give you an idea of who Yeravam was, and the greatness that the Baal Shem Tov saw in him. Excuse me? That Achia saw in him. It says in the Pasuk, Simla Chadosha, this new robe that Yeravam was wearing. So Chazal say, Ma Simla Chadosha ain't Shum Dofi after Rosh Shi Yeravam Lahaya Ba Shum Dofi. Just like this perfectly new garment didn't have any imperfections, didn't have anything wrong, it wasn't, you know, it didn't get in the irregular, but it was perfect. So too, the Torah of Yeravam ben Nevat had no imperfections. And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh would later on see that in the essence of each Jew. That if you descend into the depths of who that person is, that like it says in Shir Hashir, Mum Ein Bach, there is that every Jew is unblemished in Hashem's eyes. And so too, in the eyes of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, every Jew had that, the Neshama Tahira, that pureness and that potential. Nevertheless, the Metzius is that as much as Achia HaShiloni tried to hold on to Yeravam, and he saw the great power that Yeravam had, and that Yeravam had the potential to be a great tzaddik that could bring salvation, that he was a figure of Mashiach ben Yosef. Unfortunately, Ta'a v'chasam, the Gemara says, that Achia HaShiloni made a mistake. And that ultimately, this would prove to be a terrible error in the history of Klal Yisrael that would lead to the split of the two kingdoms. And as I said, we're still suffering from this. What's very, very remarkable, what's very amazing, is the fact that amongst all the Chachamim and Shas, let me see if you can guess this, there is only one of the sages, one of the Tanoim in the entire Shas, who we find having a connection, a kesher, with Achia HaShiloni. Remember that Achia HaShiloni is one of these individuals who lived for thousands of years. Now we find that only one of the Chacham in the entire Shas, we're told in the Yerushalmi, in Brachas, that this tzaddik had a kesher, that he too had a relationship, had something to do with Achia Ashiloni. No, not Acher. That would be interesting, but it wasn't. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And this is what it says in the Yerushalmi. Now listen to this sentence in the Yerushalmi Brachas. Kach hoye Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai used to say, Yikar of Avram in Gabei Vad Gaboi. That means that Avram Avinu was Makariv Jews to Hashem from his time, from the time of Avram Avinu until my time. He was the main Kirov outreach worker until me. Rabbi Shimon said it was Avram Avinu. Va'ano Makariv min Gaboi Vad Sof Kaldari. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, and I am taking over from now until the end of time as the main source of Kirov. The main source of Kirov for Klal Yisrael. I am taking over from now until the end of time. And then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, that if my schus will not be enough to take the Jewish people to be Makar of them, to be the source of Kirov until Mashiach, so he ended by saying, Rabbi Shimon, Yitzarif Achia Hashiloni imi. Then let Achia Hashiloni join together with me, Va'ano Mekar of Kol Amma, and as a team, we will bring the whole Jewish people back to God. Just says Nishan. Fantastic. So we have this chain of Achia Hashiloni, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And what the three share in common is the relentless effort to bring every single Jew back to the Rabbeinu Shalom, which was the avoid of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as we spoke about, and we speak about every Lag BaOmer, and before Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's whole life became, was to be Makar of people, was to bring Jews back. Anan and Bechavivusa tell you, he said, my whole life depends on my love for Jews and to bring them back to Hashem. This was a koach that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was receiving, apparently, from Achia Hashiloni, from Avram Avinu, Achia Hashiloni, Rabbi Shimon, and the Baal Shem. And the same way that Avram Avinu, whose Midah was the Midas Achesed, who could see even in the lowest person, was able to see that holiness and that pureness, and therefore Avram Avinu set about to bring the whole world to belief in Hashem, this would continue in the life of Achia Hashiloni. This would later on continue with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and in our time, meaning at the end of time, this would find its way into the Neshama HaKadosha of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So now to try to have a little bit of insight, and again, this is not my own suggestion, but it's been discussed in many Sfarim, of why was it that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was privileged, had the schus, to have Achia Hashiloni as his Rebbe. So now we have a little bit of insight that these tzaddikim, Avraham Avinu, Achia Hashiloni, Rabbi Shimon and the Baal Shem are all links in that great, massive effort of Kirov V'Chaykin, of bringing those who are far near. And being able, in order to do that, it would be necessary to be able to see in the lowest person in the world, in the lowest Jew, to see that Neshama, to see that Kedusha that Achia Hashiloni detected in Yeravam, and that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh detected even in Shabbat Tzvi Yemach Shema. Now, having a little bit of background information from Tanakh and why Achia Hashiloni was his Rebbe, let's begin to learn a little bit about the tikkunim that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh made. This piece, which is titled Tikkun Neshamas, we have hundreds of stories of the Baal Shem Tov being involved in Tikkun Neshamas, in correcting and repairing the souls of Jews who had died. But this story is most fascinating because this story reminds us of the relationship that the Baal Shem Tov had with his brother-in-law, Rabbi Gershon from Kitov, that we've been speaking about the last few weeks. This is taken directly from the Shivchei HaBaal Shem, which I told you, which we've been studying recently, as one of the most authoritative, authentic sources of Maisim from the Baal Shem HaKadosh. Shamati ma'arav HaKadosh Rav Folk. Shapam achas, bo harav HaKadosh Rav Gershon Mikitev el HaBaal Shem Tov Zatzal. That one time, The one time, the Rav HaKadosh, Rav Gershon from Kitov, came to see the Baal Shem Tov. Rav Gershon Kitov, of course, was the Baal Shem Tov's brother-in-law. It was on a Friday. The Baal Shem Tov omad l'hispalel tfilas ha-mincha. And the Baal Shem Tov stood up to daven Shemini Esrei to daven mincha. V'hoyamarech b'tfiloso. And his mincha took so long, ad tseisa kechav. Until it was already, until the stars had come out, until it was Shabbos. Barav HaKadosh Reb Gershon Hispalel Gam Kein B'Soich HaSidr Shal HaArizal. Now Reb Gershon Kitev, of course, was a great Mekubal, was a great Kabbalist, and he was also davening in the Siddur of the Ari HaKadosh with all the deep Kabbalistic Kavanas. Barachaka Chayamavra LaSidr. Now, while the Baal Shem Tov was still standing Shemini Esrei, Reb Gershon already finished davening Shemini Esrei with all of the Kavanas of the Arizal. He also had time to go over the entire parasha. He went over the parasha twice with Targum Unklus. And I'm sure he also spent time thinking about and whatever it was with each pasuk. And then he told them to bring him a cushion, and he rested a little bit. And this was all the Baal Shem Tov was still Shemini Esrei. Yeah, there wouldn't be a minion. Uvelel Shabbos b'shas asuda. So finally came time to eat. It must have been, who knows, close to midnight. And it was time to eat. Shoal Rabbi Gershon is Gisa Baal Shem Tov b'bnei maharachta b'tvila kol kach. What were you davening so long? Ani gam ken is palalti b'kavanas. I also davened with all the kavanas of the Arizal. The Karosi has Sidra. Not only that, I had time to chazer the parasha Shnai Mikra Vechatargum. Not only that, the Lutzrachti Lishkov Lenoch, I took a nap. Vata Oymeid Veroyed. And you're standing there and shaking Vasisa Kitsunoy Secha with all your motions, with all the movements. This was probably still early in the time after the Baal Shem Tov was Megal himself, because later on in the correspondences we find that Rabbi Gershon spoke to the Baal Shem Tov like a little boy coming to his Rabbi. But at this point, there still seems to be this different type of a relationship. Ki haya rotzi lahotzi dvarim mipiv. V'haya Baal Shem Tov sochek mimenu. The Baal Shem Tov started to laugh. V'lo hishiv lo klum. The Baal Shem Tov didn't answer, Rabbi Gershon. V'l kofal d'shoal o hapa. And Rabbi Gershon Kittiver asked again the Baal Shem Tov. Why were you diving? Why were you doing this, O Lord? As heishiv lo ha Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov answered. Kishani magila tevas mechaya hamesim. When I'm davening Shemini Esrei, and I come to the broch at the beginning of brochat Hashem, mechaya hamesim, that Hashem brings the dead back to life. Then I would just sort of in parentheses, v'sofik l'rapolk im l'tevas mechaya hamesim ato, or mechaya hamesim barachim im rabim. Rav Folk, when he heard this from Rav Gershon Kitever, he wasn't sure if he heard that the Baal Shem Tov said when it came to the point of what. Of Mechayim Esim At, or if this is Mechayim Esim Berachim Im Rabim. But when I come to that point, what the Baal Shem Tov said, when I come to that point in Shemini Esrei of Mechayim Esim, that Hashem brings the dead back to life, Vani Kavanti Kavanis Yechudim, the Baal Shem Tov said, I had deep intentions, these Kavanis. Va'oz, he says, Ba'oz Neshamos Mesim La'alofim Ularavavis, thousands and hundreds of thousands of Neshamos come to me from the dead. Come to me when I said the words Mechaya Mesim. Vanit Sarach Ladabra in Kol Echad VeEchad, and I need to speak to each and every one. And ask each one, why are you being rejected? Why aren't you being allowed into your place in Gan Eden, in Paradise? Vani Oisilo Tikkun. I find for each one a Tikkun, a way to a rectification. Umispalo bado, and I daven for him. Umaalehu, and I lift him up to his place. V'achoshev choshev kaidem, and there is an order. The order goes to the most choshev of those people. There's an order. I mean, there's a line. The most choshev in the shamas are treated first. V'heim rabim. After you leave this world, you have to stand in line also. V'heim rabim kol kach, and there are so many of these neshamas. Shimrat Sila Halus Kulam, that if I would lift up all of them, Haisi Tsarak Lama Shemini Esrei Shalosh Shanim, I would have to daven Shemini Esrei for 3 years. Ach Kishani Shomei HaKruz, Shemachra is Mekudosh Mekudosh. However, when I hear a proclamation coming from Hashem, Mekudosh Mekudosh, that might be because of Shabbos, I'm not sure, or it might be that, in other words, that Mekudosh Mekudosh, if the time has come, you can't do this anymore, or whatever that means, the Baal Shem Tov knew that he was not being given permission anymore to continue at that time. I can no longer, that's it, no more passes. They're all given out for that day. And so then he's having the Rosh Hashanah. The Amari love Rabbi Geshen. So Amari love Rabbi Geshen. So Rabbi Geshen said to him after the Baal Shem Tov said this, Amari love Rabbi Geshen, but there is chalk. So Rabbi Geshen was sort of incredulous. But that chalk means he was smiling a little cynically. Lama ain't boy may lie. How come I don't have such an oilum? I don't have the neshamas coming to see me. The haste of low. And the Baal Shem Tov told him, Heye kan bit Shabbos Hashem. Stay one more Shabbos. Vani emsalucha akavonis biksav al niyar, and I will write for you. After Shabbos, so you'll have it for next Shabbos. Apparently, every Shabbos is a big time for this Shabbos. And I will write for you on the piece of paper a certain kavana, some sort of a mystical kavana, v'yavo gamken elecha, and then you too will be visited by neshamas. V'chein asa, l'erev Shabbos kodesh haba, k'shesim al Baal Shem Tov ha-kadosh lifnei ha-tefillah, the Baal Shem Tov was already finished with kadosh before Shemin Esrei. Omad Rabbi Gershon gamken l'spal, Rabbi Gershon stood up for Shemin Esrei also, by v'shabu b'nes on Shabbos, by kadosh, so Rabbi Gershon stood up for Davin Shemin Esrei too, but Baal Shem Tov loy hischil adayim etzvillah, the Baal Shem Tov sort of faked that he was going to start from an Esrei, but he waited. He knew that Rabbi Gershon would need his help. He looked at his watch, the Baal Shem Tov, and he was smelling the tabak, you know, the shmek, the snuff. Rabbi Gershon makam ha-kavana, till he knew it would come time for Rabbi Gershon to come to that kavana. And the Baal Shem Tov knew exactly when that would happen. Rosh Aboi love Mason Kamo Eder Godosol Tsom. Rabbi Gershon experienced a flock of Neshamas attacking him, besieging him, like a flock of sheep. The Nofal Bechaloshes. And he collapsed. As Heiro HaBaal Shem Tov, the Baal Shem Tov woke him up. The Tzivalo Leilach Lebeso, the Baal Shem Tov told Rabbi Gershon, go home. And then that Friday night, at the time of the meal, the Baal Shem Tov asked Rabbi Gershon, what happened? Why did you faint? He said, when I came to that kavana, dead people came to me like adorim, like flocks. So then the Baal Shem Tov said to the other chassidim who was sitting there with a smile on his face, Haku Oisai, give my brother-in-law a patch, Shlo Yitzchak Mel Baal Shem Tov, that he shouldn't make fun of the Baal Shem Tov. He should no longer laugh at the Baal Shem Tov. And that was a maisa of tikkun neshamas to give. Well, we understand, we don't understand. These in Yonim HaLavai, we should be misakin ourselves. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was involved day and night, not only to fix, not only to help Jews who are amongst the living, but to find tikkunim for neshamas. And the Baal Shem Tov was Isaac in this, wherever he went, and there were so many stories in the Shivcha Baal Shem, and the later stories of Baal Shem, about meetings that he had with different Rishoyim, wicked people from earlier generations, and different neshamas that were v'kaf ha-kela, that couldn't find a resting place. Ad kidekach, to such an extent, was the ahavas Yisrael that the Baal Shem HaKadosh had. Was the love that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had for each and every Jew. So therefore it's fitting and it's right that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was a disciple of Achia HaShiloni, who was part of this continuum from Avraham Avinu and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Achiel Shiloni, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, to bring tikkunim for neshamas, to bring about tikkunim for souls that were lost and souls that had no tikkunim. Now, what we'll be Isaac in a little bit ourselves now, are just a few of the famous stories of the Baal Shem Tov, a few. And again, only because they're helping us to understand the Torah of the Baal Shem. Otherwise, I advise you to go to the Sarma store, to have an English, to have an Oshma Kodesh, to buy the Sipurim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh and to enjoy them. There's a custom among the Chassidim that Motzai Shabbos, to tell stories that the Baal Shem Tov brings tremendous Yeshua to the Jew, to the family, if you tell stories of the Baal Shem Tov. The Tzaddikim said that even if you tell stories of other Tzaddikim, that also bring Yeshua, but not the same as if you tell from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Therefore, there's an Indian, every Motzai Shabbos, to try to say over a Maisa from Baal Shem. Well, not that you can repeat, but there are hundreds of Maisa from Baal Shem. And it's very important that everybody should try to look, to learn, to see the Svarim HaKadosh and to deal with the Sipur HaMaisis from Baal Shem HaKadosh. Let's just see a few of them, so we'll have some material to talk to the family about this Motzai Shabbos. This story, Hayelad V'Asidah, on the next page of what was photostatic.
You would have him by yourself?
The Baal Shem Tov? The Baal Shem Tov would daven, usually would daven in a separate room, where there was an opening to hear Kaddish and Kedusha. And there are many tzaddikim that from the Dali Achsidus that Arayim do that. If you go to the descendants of the Rishna, like for instance in Yerushalayim, if you go to the Beyond the Rebbe. So by the tzaddikim from Rishin, they daven, the Rebbe doesn't daven. The Beyonder. Rishin. The Rishin is Enikloch, his descendants. Beyond. They daven, the tzaddik from the Chorkev from beyond, they daven in a separate room. They come out for duchening in Eretz Yisrael. They go by the Beyond, they'll come out for duchening. They'll come out for an aliyah. But otherwise, he sits in his own room with an opening to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. No one's allowed in. The tzaddik from Chernobyl also, that they daven by themselves.
How about the Baba?
I don't know. No, I think the Rebbe davens. He davens the Baba for davens, so it's like the Baba davens for the Olam. It sounds the Baba they daven for the Olam. But there were tzaddikim that they daven by themselves. But it was part, they were mistaken to the minion. But through an opening in the wall, not
both of them, the Klausenberg.
Klausenberg, no, that's all from places.
Sons,
that's all sons.
Sons of the Dubachim.
Dubachim is Enikloch.
Dubachim is also the descendant of the Baal Shem.
No.
Yes.
Dubachim is the descendant of Baal Shem? On the mother's side, maybe you're talking. There was a so, okay, but anyway, okay. Okay, it's true. The Divrei Chaim, I think the Divrei Chaim is a daven. Yeah, I think he davened with the oil, but I'm not certain. This story, Hayelad V'Asidah, some of you might have heard. This was a story. Now, it's the reason that I chose this. Besides the fact that I just have personally, I like it so much, but I try, that it's important to try to tell over Meisim that were told by Tzaddikim themselves, that were verified by Tzaddikim, not just the, you know, the Amcha, the Hamoinam, the Oilim in the streets, because there are many, many changes that took place, obviously, in those stories. They picked up some things along the way, but we have stories that were told by Tzaddikim. So here we have a story that was told by the Bnei Yisrael. Harav at Sadik Baal Bnei Yisoscha Sipra Maisim at Baal Shem Tov. Shepam Achaz Ba Be'erv Yom Kippur L'Beis HaMedrash L'Tfilas Kol Nidre. It once happened that on Erev Yom Kippur the Baal Shem Tov came for Kol Nidre to Beis HaMedrash. V'haya Atzuv. And he was sad. Sar V'zot. And he was troubled. He was very troubled. He was... Something was wrong. Achrei Kol Nidre Noch Kisho Achada. After Kol Nidre the Baal Shem Tov a little bit. And after that break, they saw that the Baal Shem Tov had a Ruach Hadosha, that he was in a good mood. And then he started davening with Simcha, was singing with Simcha. Everything changed. After Yom Kippur, they were afraid, they didn't talk to him on Yom Kippur about it, but after Yom Kippur, Shalu Mikorvav Lepeshra Hadavah. Those who were close to him had the nerve, they went and asked him what happened, what was going on there. The Sipa Lahem of Baal Shem Tov said, Ki Bekvar Achad HaYachaycha, there was a certain land, there was a fellow There was a Jew who was working on the land, on the property of a non-Jew, like a sharecropper. Sharecropper. Shalo ahava ma'od. And it happened that the poorest, the landowner, the non-Jew, he happened to love this. He loved that Jew. He loved that Jew. The Baal Shem Tov is telling this over. Something happened apparently that the sharecropper, the Jew and his wife, they died. They left behind a small child. The poritz, the guy, he had the rachmanis. He felt bad for the child. He took him to his house. Gidloi al birkav. He raised the child. And he loved the child. The child knew nothing at all about Yiddishkeit. He was a good guy. He was a good fellow. The landowner told him. This did not happen so many times in history, as you know. So he told them, right now in the world there are thousands of the children of those children will never have lost to the Jewish people forever. Because after the Muhammad, Rav Isaac Herzog, the Rav from Eretz Yisrael, he became deathly ill, and ultimately he died because of the aggravation he had when he was trying to bring out children, these Jewish children who were taken by non-Jews during the war. So this fellow told him that your parents were Jewish. Hey, Mason, they died. And that I've taken you and I've adopted you as a son. And that he reassured the boy that whatever I have, you could have. He was a good guy. So he showed his adopted child that his parents had some objects, whatever, you know, what they weren't, they were poor people, they had some things. And he showed, when the child was old enough, he showed the boy some of his parents' belongings. Hashav mechir cotton there, that weren't worth much. Well, besaychem ha'yu eizu chumashim, of course, there was some chumashim. Megam siddha karben mincha, the siddha karben mincha with the yivitites, with the Yiddish, that was most commonly used by the Jews in those days. Yeah. She'imo she'hayela, that the women used to use befrat, that the mother of the child, ha'isim espalelos tomi mitocho, that this mother, his mother used to daven from that carbon mincha, that's it. The ha'odon herol yelled his kolach ha'totzim, as banavaisav, she'yulog l'miskaris. And he said to the boy, look, these are from your parents, they were good people, very good people, and keep these things as a memory of your parents. Beautiful. The Baal Shem Tov is telling this whole thing off. Yom Kippur. By he ha'yom, the Baal Shem Tov continues, and it came to the day, be'echad mimei ha'slichas, it was one of the days of slichas, v'ha'yelad rosh, v'nei ha'kforma, now he knows he's Jewish now. So he sees that the Bnei HaKfar Ma'yehudim Noisim Ba'agolus B'derech Ha'oyla Ha'ira. He sees that the Jews from the village are all going in the wagon to the city. All the Yidlach are going to the city. Shalaisim Ha'yel, the little boy asked them, Laheichen Ha'im Noisim, where are you going? The Sifulo, Ki Ha'yom Ha'naroi Mimash Mishim Avoyim. They told him it's coming to our holidays, the Yontim has come. Over Rosh Hashanah Yikaseim, and they told him, and we believe that Rosh Hashanah Hashem Raitis, and Yontim Kibbe Yikaseim. Yom Kippur was sealed. Alkein heim noisim liir gedoy lespal v'kibetz rav shiyudim ki tfilas rav lo yimas Hashem. And we're going together to daven. We can't stay in the village. We want to have a big minyan because Hashem loves when Jews get together to daven. Hashem won't reject their davening. Umi harega hahu, from that moment, hechil ruach Hashem lefoyim es hayamu. The spirit of Hashem, the feelings for Yiddishkeit began to pound away in the kid's heart. Kelo yadua, he knew that he's a Jew. Belila, that night in his sleep, during Slichas Rav, he saw his parents. And his parents were encouraging him to return to Yiddishkeit. He had this dream every night, the Baal Shem Tov said, through Slichas, through Rosh Hashanah, through the entire Seretz Meitshuva. He told this over to his master, to his adopting father. Of course, the man said, it's not a sky dreams, don't worry about it. The dreams didn't stop. And his parents one time grabbed him by the neck. He saw this in his dream, that they were choking him. Unless he returns to the faith of his fathers. The Sarif Kach Yer of Yom Kippur came time for Yom Kippur. The Ra'a Hayelet Shuv Agolos Himalayas Yehudim Noisim Hayiris. He sees a whole bunch of wagons of Yidden going to the city. Al Shailas Hayelet Hashivilo Yehudim Kehem Machinim Atzim Yom HaKadosh. They told him it's the Yom HaKadosh, the holy day. Yom Slichim Rechila, day of forgiveness. Oz His Marmer Hayelet Ma'oi. The child was very, very upset. And he just ran in, he grabbed this Asidah Karban Mincha, he took that Siddur. She couldn't read, obviously, he took that Siddur of his mother, the Karban Mincha, and he ran to the city. The Baal Shatav said, he just made it into Shul by the time of Kol Nidre. He saw everybody wearing the, he saw everybody who dressed in the kittel, holding Siddur, and they were all crying. The Hischil who gam came Lutkais Bakomar, he too began to cry out in bitterly. Achle his pala loyokal, he didn't know how to daven. Minatzer Rash Golu Bishamayim, the Baal Shem Tov said, this caused a great commotion in heaven. But Baal Shem Tov is Atsev, and the Baal Shem Tov said, that's why I was so sad. I was so nervous when I came to Shul. This was causing a terrible commotion. Baal Shem Tov felt very bad for the child. And I took part. I was part of the child's anguish that he didn't know what to do. And there was a great effort that was being made by myself that this child's efforts to do tshuva should be accepted. That he shouldn't go back to living like a non-Jew. And at that point the child stood up and said, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, he said, in whatever language that was, Russian, Ukrainian, Ein li yodea ma l'spalel v'eich l'spalel. I don't know how to daven, I don't know what to daven. Hey, look, Rebbeinu Shlomo, Hasidu Kulo. So I'm giving you the next page. Here you are, Rebbeinu Shlomo. Take it. I'm putting my mother's Siddur in front of you. Pasachas HaSiddur, he opened the Siddur. V'hinichol ha'omini, he put it on the stender. On the stender. The Hirkin Roshul HaSidr, and the boy put his head onto the Siddur, Ubacha Bechi Rav, and he cried for a long time. Utfilaso Asa Roshim Godel B'Shamayim, the Baal Shem Tov said, that this child's tefillah made a great, great Roshim impression in Shamayim, and his Kabbalah was accepted. V'az Somach HaBaal Shem Tov Ma'od. And then the Baal Shem Tov rejoiced. Uksehigiyad L'tfilas Baruch Hu Nismali Oyez V'chedna. And by the time it came, when it came time for Baruch Hu, for Marav, the Baal Shem Tov said he was filled with joy. And this is one of the stories that was told from the Makaris of Chabad also, and in the Signon of one of the great storytellers of Chabad, and one of the great Goyim of the 20th century, Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin. Rav Zevin was not a Rav Rashi. Rav Zevin was a big Rav, he wasn't a Rav Rashi, but he was a big Rav in Yerushalayim, and he was a Chabad Chassid. And some of the most authentic Sipurim of the Tzaddikim we have are from Rav Zevin. Rav Zevin was the one who told them this night from the Bnei Yisrael. Kofanim, you get once again, just we're ending on a good note, that this is the ahava that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had. There are many of the stories of Baal Shem Tov share this common motif. That the Baal Shem Tov was focused on Jews all over the world and their efforts to become better. And he was mishtatif, he participated in their efforts, and he was pulling for them and rooting for them and davening for them. Jews all over the world. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that was the essence of who he was. And we could have a little bit of understanding, something that the Misnagdim would certainly not agree to. And they would, I'm sure, laugh at. Just as there were those who laughed at the Baal Shem Tov, we see. That the Tzaddik of Karmarna said, that from Chernobyl, that it was clear to them that if the Baal Shem Tov would have not been in the world, that there wouldn't be one Jew left who would believe in Hashem. If the Baal Shem Tov had not been in the world, there wouldn't be one believing Jew left in the world. So everybody would laugh and say, what do you mean the Baal Shem Tov? How many people knew the Baal Shem Tov? He had a small circle of followers. How many lives did he touch? So we see those were the lives that he touched before the eyes of people. But he was involved in the lives of who knows how many hundreds of thousands of people amongst the living in faraway places, and amongst those who are no longer amongst the living. How many of those lives that people couldn't see with their eyes, but the Baal Shem Tov was pale. And therefore it's hard for us to imagine what the Baal Shem Tov is pale for us even now. Mitzvah next week we'll do one or two more of the Sipurim. And we're going to try to, this by the way, Shavuos of course is the yard site of the Baal Shem Tov, and that's not a coincidence, I had it planned this way. Shmuel is the yahrzeit of the Holy Baal Shem, and we have a little bit more of an appreciation to feel that. And Shmuel, and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem with some stories, and with and to begin to learn some of the Torah, some of the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov on different subjects. Hevel ha'mitzvah, nema na'ikovitz, ma'antzitva, ha'itar v'yadim.